AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. A man mistakenly deported to El Salvador is facing charges. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Obrego Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Obrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee.
I'm from Maryland.
The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work.
So nothing illegal?
No, sir.
Obrego Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump and Elon Musk's relationship is appearing to implode. In an AP interview, Chris Denton of Philadelphia says when President Trump was elected, he expected drama.
It's sort of staggering every day, but then when you're staggered every day, it's almost like that's your new walking pace. So it's a strange time to be in. And we've got, 3.5 years left of this?
Organizers for the LA Games don't think Trump's newest travel ban will affect the Olympics. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Organizers say they're confident that President Donald Trump's latest travel ban won't prevent games participants from entering the U.S. LA 28 Chairman Casey Wasserman says the federal government already recognizes that the Olympics require special consideration. 16 International Olympic Committee members wrapped up a 3-day visit to Los Angeles on Thursday, having inspected multiple venue locations in their second visit since November. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday. That marked its second weekly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 443 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Employers slowed their hiring last month, but they still added a solid 139,000 jobs amid uncertainty over President Donald Trump's trade wars. Lululemon Athletica sank almost 20%. After lowering its profit forecast for the year. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.51%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Trump's administration asked the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees who were fired in mass layoffs. Education Department employees who were targeted by the layoffs have been on paid leave since March. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.